The first day of classes for students in the Marshall Public School District is Tuesday, August 24th, according to a release from Superintendent Dr. Carol Mayer. An open house at individual schools is the evening before. Dr. Mayer says many of us have questions about how school will be opened since the status of the virus and its variants seem to change daily. We will work hard to get you all the information, suggestions, and solutions before we welcome Marshall Public School students back. Part of the release says, according to a federal order issued by the CDC, masks are required on public and private school buses. Even in schools where masks are not mandated, this order is a requirement and may not be overturned by the local school district. Dr. Mayer says, as we've learned, things change very quickly as this pandemic continues. Until further notice from central office and approval of the board, wearing a mask in Marshall Public School buildings or for outside activities will remain an individual choice. We all must respect students, parents, and each other's decisions concerning face coverings. All areas, including classrooms, will reflect this stance, and unless approved by the Marshall Public Schools Central Office, there is no option for employees to overturn this rule. The first day of school is a full day, despite the one version of the school calendar said. You can read much more of the story posted on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. Now, with the start of the 2021-22 school year less than 3 weeks away, an area school district is now accepting registration of students. According to a release from the Marshall Public School District, online registration is now open. All parents or guardians will need to register their students. You can go to marshallschools.com and click on the registration button on the main page to register your student today in Marshall. As we mentioned, school starts on Tuesday, August 24th. An area school district is scheduled to hold registration for its students for the upcoming 2021-22 school year. According to a release from the Malta Bend R5 school district, registration is scheduled for today. Now, today, the hours will be from 1 to 7 p.m. An open house is scheduled to begin at 6 p.m. Thursday, August 19th. Students and their parents are invited to come see what your teacher has in store for you this year. And the first day of classes will be Monday, August 23rd, with a 7:40 a.m. start time and dismissing at 11:56 a.m. The city of Sweet Springs has issued a boil advisory for all residents south of Ray Street. A city official says the boil advisory is due to a water line break and will be in effect until further notice. If you have any questions, you can call City Hall at 660-335-4564. The three issues that were put before voters in Lafayette County were approved by fairly wide margins during the special election on Tuesday. According to the Lafayette County Clerk's Office, in Concordia, voters approved the city to be authorized to increase its general fund levy by 35 cents per $100 of assessed value to be used for general municipal purposes, including but not limited to funding the acquisition of and improvements to Concordia Park or Southside Park, walking trails, new bathrooms, playground equipment, and other park improvements. The final vote was 100 yes and 47 no. By a 191 yes to 18 no voting margin, Higginsville voters approved the city to issue its sewerage system revenue bonds in the amount of $17.5 million for the purpose of extending and improving the city's sewerage system. In Lexington, voters gave their approval to the city to be authorized to continue its current transportation sales tax in the amount of 0.5 cent upon the payment of its revenue bonds, with the revenues received by the city from the sales tax to continue to be used for roadway purposes. The final vote was 219 yes and 38 no. In all, voter turnout was low at 9.0% in Concordia, 6.98% in Higginsville, and 8.64% in Lexington. The Sedalia Fire Department responded to a house fire on Tuesday. According to a fire department spokesperson, at approximately 10 p.m., firefighters were toned out to a residence in the 1200 block of East 12th Street. The spokesperson says the fire started in the kitchen trash can and spread to the counters. The first truck arrived at 10:04 p.m. and firefighters made quick work of the blaze, clearing the scene at 11:05 p.m. No injuries were reported from the scene. A culvert replacement project is scheduled for today in Sheraton County. Route FF is scheduled to be closed for a culvert replacement from Allen Road to Snap Road from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. KMMO News Time is 7:37. Graveside service for 104-year-old Evelyn Marshall of Marshall, who died July 31st, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Saturday at Ridge Park Cemetery in Marshall. Friends may call from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow at Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall. Funeral service for 78-year-old Russell Brashears of rural Nelson, who died Wednesday, will be held at 2 p.m. Monday at Marshall Family Worship Center, where visitation begins at 1 p.m. Burial will follow at Mount Carmel Cemetery in Marshall. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall is in charge of arrangements. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries, as well as news stories, 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. Our Facebook page, Real Radio KMMO, or you can download the KMMO app from your iTunes or Google Play Store. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.